The three new directors for the Pittsburgh Public Schools Board will be sworn in on Monday, which means only two of nine will have served for more than 2 years. In addition, Superintendent Linda Lane is leaving at the end of this school year. As 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, some see the turnover as an opportunity to redefine the board's role and move the district in a new direction.
Maura Kaleida and Linda Wren might both be new to the board, but they're not new to the district.
My name's Maura Kaleida. I am from Pittsburgh, born and raised. I am a proud graduate of Pittsburgh Public Schools, graduated from Brashear High School in 2002.
My name is Linda Wren. I've been a Pittsburgh Public School parent for about 18 years now.
Both women demonstrate a strong passion for public schools and a belief that a great education is every child's right. When Wren's oldest son entered kindergarten 17 years ago, she remembers being impressed with Linden Elementary School in Point Breeze. She later went back to school for a degree in education and student taught at Spring Hill Elementary.
I couldn't believe the disparity between the schools. I just thought all the schools were like the school my son was at.
Reducing disparities and increasing equity have been major goals of the school district for the past several years. And there are some successes to point to, says Carrie Harris, executive director of the education advocacy group A-Plus Schools.
We have huge gains in both black and white students qualifying for the Pittsburgh Promise by their GPA, and the disparity between black and white students has decreased by 7 points.
But the district hasn't released a progress report on its 2012 equity plan since 2013, and with an almost brand new board and the search for a new superintendent underway, it could be the right time for the district to take a fresh look at policies aimed at improving student achievement. After all, that is the number one goal of the board, quote, maximum achievement of all students. And policymaking is the role of the board, though Harris says school board directors have historically had a tendency to get bogged down by the minute details of agenda items that come before them.
I understand why they do that, right? Because that's what's in front of them, and they're curious, and that's good. But I think it just gets them into the weeds, and we need them to be, you know, up above the trees.
School board president Thomas Sumter has served for 10 years and says every board member should have a solid understanding of the district's goals, maximizing achievement, increasing equity, providing a safe and orderly environment for teachers and students.
If items come through and we can see that they're aligned with those goals and commitments, we don't have to scrutinize every single item, pick it apart for our own understanding, make sure that it's accomplishing the goals, commitments, and beliefs.
A-Plus Schools releases periodic board watch report cards. The most recent ones show that the board members don't always seem to know where the line is between their role as policymakers and the administration's role as district managers.
Board members should trust the administration to carry out activities that are in line with the policy. They shouldn't dip below that line. They shouldn't try to manage the district themselves. And as such, the administration shouldn't be coming above the line in terms of setting policy or direction for the board itself.
So what kinds of tools does the board have to set policy and to reduce disparities between white and minority students, between schools in low-income and high-income neighborhoods?
A $550 million organization, your budget is your biggest policy document. It is your biggest document of your priorities.
Right now, the individual schools' budgets are based largely on the size of a building's student population. Harris says the board should consider moving to a student-based approach, and they're advocating for the same at the state level.
You count your kids and you add extra weights depending on student needs and you drive dollars out like that. We'd like to see the district employ something similar so that we make sure that we're getting adequate resources to based on what kids need, not based on necessarily legacy costs.
Harris says the district's collective bargaining agreement with the teachers union is another opportunity for policy setting, looking at things like how teachers are deployed across schools and compensated based on performance. Kaleida and Wren are both interested in a community schools approach, which was one of the recommendations in the February report from Mayor Bill Peduto's Education Task Force. Kaleida says the district should make sure students' needs are met not only inside but also outside of school.
We know that when, kids are taken care of, when they're fed, when they have a safe place to live, a safe community to be in, that they're going to be more likely to succeed and want to be in school and stay in school.
Wren's Pie in the Sky Dream is a free district-wide after-school program.
To have that type of thing where the kids can do their homework and socialize and play out on the playground and their parents know that they're safe.
Many of these initiatives will be dependent on who the board chooses as superintendent. Carrie Harris says the district needs someone who has experience running a multi-million-dollar organization with thousands of employees, smartly and strategically.
We need somebody with that skill set, but as also understands education, right? This is not a private sector company. It is a public institution that is trying to educate our children. We need somebody with a track record of making hard decisions and with really creating a culture of change and leading an organization through continual improvement.
At this time, board members aren't willing to discuss exactly what they want to see in a top administrator, saying that it's ultimately up to the community.
We have to take this walk together. The school board, the administration, the civic community, the public as such, the foundations, business community, we all have to work together for what's best for our children and set a course for that and bring that about. As you've heard the quote, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes everybody to educate children these days.
Though three of the board members who will choose a new superintendent won't officially take their seats until next week, it appears that the wheels are already in motion for finding a new superintendent. Last month, at the same meeting when the board voted to absorb Wilkinsburg middle and high school students into Westinghouse Academy, it also quietly approved a $100,000 contract with New York-based Perkins Consulting Group to lead the superintendent search. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.